in considering this koan of going to a place of no hot, no cold, or the reverse of going to those places of extreme heat and extreme cold, we have to be careful about taking this too literally. There have been examples from the Lotus Sutra, for example, of a bodhisattva self-immolating himself, anointing himself with oil, and then burning himself. And actually, the burning lasted for something several centuries long until he finally passed away. This, I believe, is meant to be a kind of symbolic understanding of what practice is. However, there have been examples in Vietnam and in Tibet of monks self-immolating in order to protest the experiences and the ravages of war. And so this practice of self-immolation has also been taken literally, but only under extreme conditions where one feels that it's better to die than to continue living. So keeping that in mind, the limitations of practice, and also the practice shows us where our human mortality begins and ends. And on that note, I think we'll end for this evening.